Hello, it's Roisin from the Radio Academy podcast. Just before we start, a quick warning, this episode contains strong language. Special episode this week because we are backstage at the ARIA Awards. Now, I've lowered my voice because I'm literally next to the stage and the ceremony is ongoing at the minute and you can probably hear it in the background. But I'm loitering by the winner's room basically to collar any of the winning teams and chat to them about the project they've been working on and that they've won an award for here at the ARIAs. It's a very glitzy evening. Everyone's suited and booted. We're very excited to see some big names in radio and podcast. And very much what we like to do on this podcast is celebrate the best content that's out there. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode. It's going to be a good one.
Welcome your host for this evening. It is the fabulous Rylan.
Listen, tonight is a celebration for all of you lovely lot, all the incredible industry of radio, of audio, that we all just love. And I've got the biggest pleasure of being a part of that too. And to be asked to host tonight is an incredible honour. So a massive thank you to the Academy for having me. There are 765 awards this evening that we will be going through. But no, let's do this. Let the 2022 ARIA Awards begin, everyone. Here we go. So to our first award this evening, this is for Best New Presenter. Now, this award celebrates an individual who represents an important new voice in radio and audio. Now, they ooze charisma, they ooze passion, and they have got so much enthusiasm. So to present the award, please welcome a presenting duo. Well, they're just too big for one radio station. From BBC Radio 1 and Radio 5 Live, it's my Eurovision husband, Scott Mills, and his radio husband, Chris Stark.
So, the bronze goes to Rima Ahmed, BBC Radio Leeds. The silver award goes to the brilliant Leanne Sanderson of TalkSport. So, now to the gold. The judges said they were gobsmacked at the standard of this presenter. They could hear how much fun was being had, and they were in awe of the creative production deployed. The gold winner for Best New Presenter, you do it,
is James Phillips, National Prison Radio.
Yes, congratulations, James Phillips. James started presenting for National Prison Radio when he was serving a sentence at HMP Col Dingley and has since built a loyal following of listeners to his weekly rock show. Yes. He doesn't shy away from topics some would find challenging and is open and honest about his own story. He says that staying happy and focused on the future are just two of the key elements to rehabilitate oneself. Big up yourself, James.
Who said you can't achieve things by winging it? Anyway, I've just heard there's no award for the best speech this evening, so...
Right, our next award is for Best New Show, and this is supported by Sky. Now, this award is for the very best new show or podcast, which started back in 2021. I think you'll all agree, proper vintage year. Present this award, please put your hands together for the host of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's the gorgeous Mr. Dave Berry. Lovely to see you, Mr. Berry.
And you, my friend, and you. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to start by asking you all to give a smattering of applause to our host, Rylan.
Thank you very much.
Rylan hasn't just nailed hosting these awards. He's absolutely...
Listen, that's paying for the divorce, so don't laugh, all right? Lovely to
see you. I can't believe we got to paying for the divorce this early into proceedings. So it's a great honour to be presenting Best New Show, supported by my friends at Sky. Congratulations to all of the nominees. And the bronze goes to Uncanny Baffled Gab Productions for BBC Radio 4. Tonight, the silver award goes to the Unfiltered History Tour, Vice World News. And the gold. Well, the judges for this category said that the listeners to this show were rewarded with not only a programme, but an education too. The gold winner for Best New Show goes to Decode. Reduce listening for Spotify. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Wow. I just want to say that since I'm the spokesperson for the show, it falls to me to speak right now, but the show is made by a lot of people. So I'm going to mention Amy Bennett, Jack Howson, Rebecca Gaskell, James McAnally, Joseph Patterson, Shara Rambaran, Raymond Tanner, Sylvia Malnati, Axel Kakutier, Raps Katai, Joby Waldman, Rob Fitzpatrick, Tej Adelaide, Madeline Appiah, Rachel Byrne, Gabriel Francis, Wayland, Mackenzie Witter, and Frank Palmer. The last thing I'll say is that I stand in solidarity with trans lives everywhere. Thank you.
Congratulations, guys, and nice to thank you to Dave as well. Next up, we move to Best Speech Breakfast Show. Now, this is supported, I should say, by Broadcast Bionics. And to present this award from the Hits Radio Network Drive Time Show, it is Gemma Atkinson and Mike Tulam. Hi, guys. Lovely to see you.
It's you.
You're looking gorgeous.
Thank you.
The Bronze Award goes to Times Radio Breakfast with Asma, Mir and Stigger Bell. Well done.
The Silver Award goes to Vanessa Feltz, BBC Radio London.
And the gold goes to an entry that the judges said showed empathy, honesty and warmth with memorable and impactful storytelling. The gold winner for Best Speech Breakfast Show goes to...
The Wake Up Call, BBC Radio Kent.
2021 was an incredibly tough year for news in Kent, with stories that were challenging to tell day in, day out for a breakfast audience. But the resilience and creativity of this team has been incredible. Along with superstar presenter Anna, we have some of the best presenters, journalists and producers in the business who never forget that radio is an art form, and if something's worth doing, it's worth doing well. Cheers.
Congratulations, guys. Well done. Right, let's move on to Best Speech Presenter. Now, this award recognises those with range and depth and have a natural wave of conversation that draws the audience in. To present it, it's a presenter who has recently moved from KISS to BBC Radio 1 Extra and is also the voice of BBC Sounds. It's Swazi!
How you doing? Good! The energy feels good. It's an absolute joy to be here this evening and to be up for an ARIA as well, so I'm very excited, but very honoured to read out this award as well. So, the bronze goes to Manveen Rana, Stories of Our Times podcast. Congratulations. The silver award goes to Matilda Mallinson and Helena Wardy, our Media Storm podcast. So, ladies and gents, we have come to the big one. This presenter was said to have set the gold standard for speech radio, so it only follows that the gold winner for Best Speech Presenter goes to... Emma Barnett, Women's Hour on BBC Radio 4!
Thank you very much. Hello, Ryland.
Hello, gorgeous.
How are you?
I'm good. You all right?
Do we have a chat?
You want a chat? Yeah. I'll have a little chat. Speech You're barking up the wrong tree, though.
We welcome men.
I'm coming. I'm there. Don't you worry about that.
All right, darling. 10 o'clock sharp every morning. Thank you very much. It is so lovely. I started at Women's Hour a year and a half ago. I just want to say a huge thank you to my editor, Karen, who's here, a very good woman indeed, and to Sarah, my producer, who has had many moments with me during many interviews that we'll never speak of again. but she knows what I'm talking about. To Lisa, who's not here, to Bev, and there are many more on the team, but they sort of stand around you a bit like a sisterhood every single day, and I'm extremely grateful. And to a man who hired me, Mo. Thank you very much indeed for giving me the keys to a phenomenal car. Have a wonderful evening. I love this industry. I love the radio world, the audio world. I hope you have a brilliant night.
So firstly, congratulations on your Best Speech Presenter Award.
Thank you.
You've done just over a year on Women's Hour now.
Yeah.
How has that evolved?
Year and a half. Let's
year and a half.
Let's,
yeah.
It's been an incredible experience and I feel We went, you know, also to the full hour during that time as well. So even more minutes with the audience and to talk to people. And, I love the listeners, and I knew I would, but I've also really learned a lot from the women, and it is mainly women who come on the programme and share their experiences.
Do you think it's changed you as a speech presenter? Because obviously you had extensive experience before presenting.
No, I think if you're going to do something and you're going to do it, you've got to do it. The only way you can do it and know, even if it goes wrong, that it's right is if you did it your way. And I have obviously keep learning as a broadcaster. But a lot of why I went there or why I was asked to go there was because of what I bring. And so I feel I've, you know, learned a lot from the people who I work with. But I feel we've also brought together some of the things I was doing before as well.
And are you happy with how the show's gone over the last year and a half? Is there any moment you're particularly proud of that might have stood out in that award entry that the judges were listening to?
We now have a very topical programme, much more reactive, very, very live. Women's Hour is a place, we have a lot of men who listen as well, where I feel whatever's in the air that day I want to tap into and give people a place to react to that. But I also feel, you know, very proud of us not shying away from, you know, the difficult subjects, whether that is politics, whether that is stuff around, you know, some of the health issues that have gone on, particularly for women, and the inequalities there that we've talked about and exposed. We've also had extremely high-profile people come on the programme, and I would say things they've not said anywhere else.
Right, it's time now for the best independent podcast supported by Audible for shows that are fresh, funny or informative, and always leave listeners impatient for that next episode. To present this award, the host of TalkSport Breakfast Show and winner of last year's Speech Breakfast Show Gold, it's Laura Woods.
Okay, here we go. Amazing nominees. So the bronze goes to Wild Crimes, Whistledown Productions for the Natural History Museum. Well done. And the silver goes to Why Do I Feel? Bite Your Tongue Productions. Well done. So, for the gold. The judges described the winning entry as immersive, thought-provoking and purposeful. The gold winner for Independent Podcast, supported by Audible, goes to the Long Time Academy, Scenery Studios, Headspace Studios and the Long Time Project.
Big congratulations to the Long Time Academy, the Long Time Project. Over six episodes, activist and storyteller Ella Saltmarsh took listeners on a journey to discover how to become a better ancestor. Learning from philosophers, lawyers, scientists, politicians, economists and artists. Yes, for the trends. Congrats.
This award really, I suppose, belongs to our very small, very dedicated team who crafted so many complex ideas, perspectives and voices into each episode. And big thanks goes also to the creative team at Headspace Studios. They were great creative partners.
Please welcome to the stage from Times Radio, Asma Mir and Stig Obel.
Tonight, with the UK radio industry assembled in one place, which is a fantastic thing to see after so long, we wanted to reflect a bit on the humanitarian crisis caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine and show our admiration and respect for all journalists working across Ukraine and in Moscow to bring us the news under such challenging conditions, conditions I can't even imagine.
And we all know this, the nation depends on the work of journalists to understand the complexity and the horror of the war. We rely on them to hear from the people of Ukraine, those that have fled, those that have stayed behind, those that are fighting still. And as radio listeners and people who are sitting in a safe studio in London, we've become very reliant on the work of reporters from across all sectors of the radio, all sectors of the media, commercial, BBC and independent.
Now, you'll all know, of course, that one of the voices leading the reporting of this conflict to us in the UK for the BBC is their chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, who we are able to connect with live tonight. For me anyway, I'm sure for Stig as well, for us to speak to you. We see you on our TV screens all the time. I know that you've just gone back to Ukraine for your next spell there. Where are you and why have you gone to that particular location?
Hello to all of you. Good evening. I've taken all of that clapping, all of that energy and joy from these extraordinary awards in the heart of London, and I've placed it in my heart for safekeeping and will share it with all of the journalists I meet on this trip. Thank you. Thank you on behalf of all of us. And tonight I join you as the 69th day of this Russian invasion draws to a close. I join you from the town of Kropyrnytskyi. I challenge you, radio greats, to pronounce that correctly on your radio program tomorrow. And this is in central Ukraine. We're on our way to Dnipro, which many of you may now have heard about, have seen on your TV screens, have read about. It's now becoming a hub in the eastern part of Ukraine, marshaling the resources needed on the battlefields further to the east, where the war is now accelerating. And it's also become a refuge for many of those who are fleeing this desperate and devastating war of our time. And I don't need to tell this to any of you gathered for this Radio Academy Awards, that the kind of deprivation and devastation and distress that we have seen in Ukraine day in, day out for more than 3 months has shocked and saddened all of us. And yet we find that in these darkest of times, there is this light, and we have also been inspired by the resilience and the commitment of the Ukrainian people, not just the men and women in uniform, but Ukrainians from all walks of life who have stood up to fight this war. And it's not just the people of Ukraine. I describe this war as a war which has gone viral. And many of you in this audience, whether you're a program maker or a producer or a presenter, whatever role you play in this awesome radio industry, you will have been thinking about Ukraine, and many of you will have been helping Ukraine. And when I ran here to my hotel room to be able to speak to you tonight, and I heard the air raid siren sounded, I thought, this is a night to listen. This is a night about the power of radio. So I listened to the audio of the air raid siren crashing through the city as so many other towns and cities. And I also heard the bird song and the children playing, and reminded myself, although we don't need reminding, about the power of audio and the power of radio, the power of listening to sound.
And Lise, you talk about being inspired by people, and everyone in this room here, you can hear it in that applause, is inspired by you. But how do you weigh the risk? How do you work out where you can go, what you can do? How much is it on your mind when you're reporting? Because you're going to a place that's very dangerous, where the danger can be very random. It can come from the sky, come from nowhere. How do you weigh that risk in your mind when you're reporting?
Let me answer this question with one of the lessons that we are all taught when we first begin to do radio. We're always told, when you're speaking on the radio, when you're presenting on the radio, always think of one person and talk to that one person. And if tonight you feel that in listening you'll be talking or having a conversation with me, don't see it just as me. See that behind me there are so many journalists from countries the world over, but most of all there are Ukrainian journalists who are on the front lines, and who, when they look at the map of Ukraine, are not just looking at towns and cities that have been flattened by Russian bombardment and artillery, are not just looking at places where people have been starving in sieges, they are looking at a map of memory. They're thinking of their grandmother in that bunker in Mariupol. They're thinking of the school in Volnovakha, where they grew up and have one of their most cherished of memories, and Volnovakha is now flattened. The Ukrainian journalists, including my colleagues in the BBC's Ukrainian and Russian services, when they cover this war, they are covering their own lives. And they do it day in, day out, with a courage which also inspires all of us. And today on World Press Freedom Day, I think we should also remember how many journalists have paid for this war, for this responsibility with their life. 7 journalists, both foreign as well as Ukrainian, including 24-year-old Sasha, who one day maybe would have loved to have come to London to these Radio Academy Awards to celebrate with all of us what is, without a doubt, the best job in the world, the most privileged job in the world to cover these wars of our time. But she died on the front line just outside Kyiv. And please remember Sasha tonight, and remember all of the Ukrainian journalists. When you listen to people like me or any of the other many journalists who are on your television screens or you're hearing on the radio, there are many of us, and we should all be counted.
Liz, on behalf of everyone here this evening, we want to say a massive thank you for bringing us the news that matters. You please stay safe and stay well and keep doing what you're doing. And we can't wait to see you back here safe and sound really, really soon. One more time, a massive round of applause, please. Thank you, gorgeous. Thank you. Wow. That was quite hard hitting. A massive thank you to the guys. But it is fitting now that we turn to best news coverage. This award is for outstanding journalism, including coverage of breaking stories, ongoing news events, original journalism, or deeper investigations. To present this award, please welcome a BBC Radio 5 Live presenter who is nominated in the Radio Times Moment of the Year category tonight. It is the lovely Naga Manchetti.
The bronze goes to I Walk With Women, Bauer Media. Congratulations. The silver goes to The Slow Newscast, Tortoise Studios. Well done. Now, the gold winner for best news coverage is George Floyd, Killing, the Trial Today programme, BBC Radio 4.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm actually really here to pick this up on behalf of Barbara Plaitasha, our fantastic BBC colleague who did the reporting on the ground for this. And she sent me a note saying if we won for this, she just wanted to say it was a real honour to be able to cover the sort of latest chapter in America's story of racism and the fight against racial injustice. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Please welcome KISS presenter Harriet Rose alongside the Young Audio Awards Rising Star Award winner, Jack to the Future.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Look at this legend.
Oh,
he's
my...
9 years old and he's had a podcast, a radio show, and he's wearing a better suit than anyone in this room, right? Say hi, Jack.
Hi.
How are you, Jack? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Where'd you get that suit? Do you think it'll fit me?
Not really sure, no.
All right, Jack, are you ready, mate?
Yep.
Best sports show bronze goes to Game Day exclusive Talk Sport.
The silver goes to Farewell Booth and Crescent, BBC Radio York.
This gold winner had immense production value and gave both a compelling and fresh insight into an already famous story. Jack, let's go, mate.
The gold winner for Best Sports Show is Flight of the Century, TBI Media for BBC Radio 5 Live.
Very unexpected, but a massive thank you to Richard Malik and all the BBC Sounds of 5 Live team who commissioned it, to IAD who wrote a phenomenal script, for Phil, who is a legend of radio, even though when he does Zoom calls at midnight. Oh, Naz, my close personal friend Naz, you know, who Phil had to deal with when he cancelled the recording because he'd won a Grammy and went out and had a good time. So, Phil, thank you for sorting that. Cheers, all.
Well done, guys. Right, the next award is for a show that lives, breathes, eats and sleeps the music to which it is devoted. To present this award, please welcome from Hits Radio and Planner Belters at tonight's after party, it's the fabulous Stephanie Hurst.
The bronze goes to The One Extra Rap Show with Tiffany Calver, BBC Audio for One Extra. The silver goes to Folk on Foot podcast. Ready for the gold, then? The gold winner for Best Specialist Music Show is... Decode, reduced listening for Spotify.
Wow. That's what I said last time, innit? Thank you so much for honouring this programme. I think it's really special to be able to make things that people listen to in the intimacy of their own homes, and so I thank everybody who listens to Decode. I thank those people who hound me all the time when one season ends and are like, when's the new season coming? No, seriously, when's the new season coming? Thank you to all the team who work on it, and thank you to all of you for gathering here in celebration of sound. Thank you.
Well, again, despite the pandemic, broadcasters and producers worked so hard to create and produce coverage of events, to engage audiences, and, as we all know, against COVID odds. To present this next award, please put your hands together for two presenters from the ARIA Station of the Year nominated Fun Kids. It is Sean and Beth.
So the bronze goes to Euro 2020 final TalkSport. The silver goes to What Happened When the World Came to Glasgow, Hits Radio Scotland.
So this now gold-winning entry was deemed to be creative, nourishing and astonishing by judges across the board. The gold winner for best coverage of an event is... You might as well do this together, because the clue's in the title. Liverpool Together! BBC Radio Merseyside.
Liverpool is famously known as a city that never likes to walk alone. And we all obviously did during COVID. We are back open for business, so come to the best city break in the country. Thank you.
Well, as you all know, this past year has been full of gripping, moving and incredible radio moments. But we're now going to be taking our first look at the first set of nominees who are going to in the running for the Radio Times Moment of the Year Award, voted for by the public. Now, there were some very special moments to choose from, so let's have a little look at our first set of nominees.
The Radio Times Moment of the Year provides us with an opportunity to look back, reflect, and marvel at how incredible radio has soundtracked another year in our lives. The nominees for this year's Moment of the Year cover the full range of human emotions, from joy to anger to grief, through struggle, revelation, and disbelief. Tonight, we'd like to share with you the 10 pieces of audio that make up the shortlist. All life is present here, the very stuff that radio manages to capture so well. Cancer has touched the lives of so many of us. There's probably no one that doesn't have a friend or family member that's gone through the pain and uncertainty of a diagnosis and treatment. When Radio 1's Adele Roberts returned to work, she took the opportunity to educate, inform, and entertain with courage and honesty.
So, full disclosure, we're about to get to know each other very quick. So, I've had some time off. I recently got diagnosed with bowel cancer. But the good news is they found the tumour. I've had surgery. They've taken it away. My body is on the mend, and I'm here with you now.
Sometimes the most effective thing a radio presenter can do is to tell their own story. As traumatic as it might be, sharing darkest times can help listeners understand they're not alone and can sometimes even start a national conversation and drive change.
I was told that the smallest size speculum, which was used for cervical smear tests, wasn't big enough for this procedure, so I had to have the next size up. That's when the pain began. Now, I won't go into all the details, but my screams were so loud that my husband tried to find out what room I was in to make it stop. He said that those in the waiting room hearing my screams looked horrified.
Speaking from the heart is hard enough at the best of times. And it's at the worst of times that it can be the most powerful and effective. When news stories feel so painful and so relatable, articulating your thoughts can bring out the rawness and anger that everyone can relate to.
We're angry that a choice of clothes can become someone's excuse to rape. We're angry that we feel nervous of cars that slow down near us. angry that we have to calculate whether we are safe to walk through the local park or go the lonely round.
Radio can be the connective tissue that holds communities together, and in some cases, brings families together for the very first time. When a mother and daughter met 81 years after being separated, it was thanks to radio. And radio was there to capture the beauty of that extraordinary moment.
I don't feel cool, but I'm just so, so happy to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my lovely mum. Very, very welcome. Never ever thought this day would come when I'd see you. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're never too old to have a life-changing moment. And if you needed any more proof of the power of radio to change lives, imagine how you'd react if you got one phone call that changed everything.
Oh, man.
Right, are you okay? Quickly tell me the amount.
102,000.
Right. Mary.
Oh, God.
You've just won the money.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, there's some brilliant moments in there, and we're going to hear the other nominees a little bit later on and reveal the winner towards the end of the show. But in the meantime, it is back to the awards. So it's now time for Best Music Breakfast Show, supported by Music Master Scheduling. To present the Best Music Breakfast Show, a DJ who's famous for the one that he launched 55 years ago back on Radio 1. It is the legend, the God himself, Mr. Tony Blackburn.
What an introduction. Do I get a prize?
Yes, you do, I'm being told. We'll give you whatever you want, Tony Blackburn. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Still breathing.
Good, so that's a start.
And I don't really know where I am anymore, but, I mean, Icara brought me here and great to be here.
It's so lovely to see you, Tony.
Thank you
really,
very much,
really man. Is.
Glad to be presenting this prize, the Best Breakfast Show. And the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, I was very glad to do that. I used to get up in the morning and we had 21 million people listening in those days. It was, well, there was nothing else to listen to. But, I mean, come on, I'm going to make the most of this. I'm nearly dead. Ladies and gentlemen, the bronze goes to Bowie at breakfast, Clyde 1. The silver goes to BBC Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. And for the gold, judges said this show delivered relatable and original content, impeccably delivered. The gold winner for the Best Breakfast Show is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio.
Thank you very much. Firstly, what an honour to be in your company, Tony Blackburn. I've not been next to you before. It's a real honour, so thank you for that. Makes this even more special than it already is. The second thing that makes it so special is, of course, the other nominees. I mean, what an incredible list of names to be amongst. So, you know, this really is amazing. We all want to say thank you very much indeed. There are a lot of us. So thank you to the Radio Academy. Thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. And you guys have a great night. Thank you very much indeed.
Study photo with Tony Blackburn.
I know. I mean, to win gold for Best Breakfast Show is already an honour, but then to have the cherry, the Blackburn on top of the cake, is to have Tony present it to us all. So we're thrilled, and I just couldn't miss the opportunity to grab a picture of him one-on-one. So that's going to go somewhere on the mantelpiece, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you were quite the team photo as well there. You got everyone involved in coming to get the awards.
Yeah, well, and that's how it should be, because everybody plays such an integral role in making the breakfast show, as it stands of this year, the best the best in the land, according to the Academy. So, you know, everybody, and, you know, there's quite a few of us, but we all definitely deserve to be in the photograph and up on stage, 100%.
Absolutely. And what are you most proud of from the last year that you've worked together on as a team for the show?
I think the thing that I'm most proud of is, judging by the correspondence from listeners and people that got in touch, was that during everything that's been going on, we remained a slice of normality for everybody.
and we were some light relief, and I wouldn't kind of try and second guess that is what we were to people. This was based on them getting in touch and telling us what we meant to them during difficult times for everybody. So that's a real, that's a real incredible memory to take forward. And, when we think about the pandemic and all the awful things that have happened and are happening now in conflict and war around the world and Ukraine, it's good to be bringing a few smiles. As I said on stage, what an incredible list of nominees to be part of. So, Greg and you and all of them do absolutely fantastic work. So
hey, we're all in good company at that hour of the day, aren't we?
We're all in good company. It's a special crowd. Yeah,
yeah, well, I won't keep you too late because you've got to get up early in the morning, but go and get yourself a drink. Thanks, Dave.
Bye. No, the next of all dope honours single episode documentaries, which take factual storytelling to a new level with beautifully crafted and simply utterly compelling audio. To present Best Factual Single Programme, please welcome two presenters from the multi-award-winning National Prison Radio. It's Jarelle Forbes and Lady Unchained.
Hello, hello, hello. The bronze award goes to Have You Heard George's Yard podcast, Movado and Vibes, George's podcast for BBC Sounds. Okay. The silver goes to Lights Out, The Last Taboo, Fallen Trees production, BBC Radio 4.
So the gold winner of the Best Factual Single Programme is The Nazi Next Door, BBC Radio 4.
Thank you. This was a story of defiance, how a stepson took on his stepfather and his fellow Nazi collaborators. That man was John Kingston. Without his sacrifices, this story would never have been told. And we dedicate this award to the memory of those who perished in Slonim during the Holocaust.
Best Factual Series, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
It's TV and radio broadcaster currently presenting Sunday Breakfast on Magic FM. It's Sonali Shah!
Bronze goes to The Hijack, Gold Talk Productions for Audible. Congratulations. The silver goes to I'm Not a Monster, BBC News for Radio 5 Live and BBC Sounds. Congratulations. And for the gold, the judges applauded their collaboration, rigorous research, innovative storytelling and inventive sound design. The gold winner for Best Factual Series supported by the Audio Content Fund goes to Harsh Reality. The story of Miriam Rivera, novel for Wondery.
Thank you so much. Okay, I have done a short speech. Above all, we want to thank Miriam's family and friends for trusting us to tell Miriam's story, who generously gave their time to speak to us and share their memories, and without whom we couldn't have told this story. This series had so many incredible trans voices, both in front of and behind the mic. So thanks to Trace Lissette, Agnes Barinski, Morgan M. Page, Fiona Pestana, and also to Sophie's Estate for granting us the rights to her incredible song, Immaterial, which was the perfect anthem for our series. The last thing I want to say is telling Miriam's story was an amazing privilege, and this one's for her, so thank you so much.
Okay, guys, you'd be pleased to know this is the last award for the before the interval, so we can have a wee and a drink. Yes! It is the Comedy Award given to the funniest programme of the year, scripted or unscripted. It just needs to make you laugh. And here to announce the winners, it's Bauer Media's UK Chief Content and Music Officer, Ben Cooper!
Good evening. At a time when you will scroll every day the equivalent of the height of Big Ben, looking for lols on your phone, looking with your thumb for fun, it is great to know where there is guaranteed, genuine laugh-out-loud moments. The radio industry and the podcast industry are renowned for it, and they can guarantee you a smile. The bronze goes to Rosie Jones, Box Ticker 2, Dabster Productions for BBC Radio 4. The silver goes to Cold Case Crime Cuts, Unusual Productions. For the gold, judges said this entry was simply satire at its very best. The gold winner for the Comedy Award is The Skewer. Unusual Productions for BBC Radio 4. Well done. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Silver as well. Good Lord. Right, OK, that's too many people to remember to thank. So, yeah, the skewer. Thank you. This is. Sorry, I was really distracted. I was looking at pictures of tractors on my phone. Sorry, I clicked on the wrong thing, Ryan. I was trying to get Pornhub.
Oh, I'm on there.
Yeah, also... Yeah, I know. But no, thank you to Mohit at Radio 4, Sean Ed William, outgoing commissioning editor for comedy at Radio 4, Rianne at Sounds, Ella at Sounds for the skewer, Tony Churnside, brilliant sound designer over here. Gareth, who's one of our contributors, also co-wrote Cold Case Crime Cuts, so he's here. Round of applause for them, please, because they've done a fantastic job. And to all of the contributors for The Skewer, which are very diverse and many, and, of course, to the Radio Academy. Thank you very much. Go for a piss and have a drink.
Oh, well, there you go, guys. We have had the first half. Let's bring our lovely Fleur out of that car. Give it up for Fleur, everyone. A massive congratulations to all of our winners so far. In the next half, we're going to celebrate Best Music Entertainment Breakfast Show and those big station awards. Plus, we reveal our Radio Times moment of the year. But first... Go to the bar, get that drink, get me one while you're there, get Fleur one while you're there.
Hey, get me one.
And we will see you on the other side. Don't be late. See you in a bit.
See ya.